Oh, hey, Joe.
Everything okay, boss?
I wish it were, Joe, but the truth is, the board of directors are all over me.
But, boss, our numbers are so strong.
Sure they are now, but it's all about the future, Joe. Don't you get it, man? Who cares if 60-year-olds are smoking our Marlboros? We need the teenagers, Joe. The teenagers. The future of smoking. What, Joe? What is it?
Oh, sorry, boss. I guess I'll just never get used to watching you smoke out of your trach scar. That's all.
Be careful, Joe. You may be my favorite intern, but I'll be damned if I'll let a 20-year-old talk to me like that.
Sorry, boss.
Now, how do you market to an age group it's illegal to sell your product to? That is a tricky one.
Boss, have you ever heard of a man named Bergenzer?
Not Herb Bergenzer.
The very one, sir.
Yeah. What the hell? Let's give it a shot. You get him on the line, Joe. I'm going to step outside for an air break.
The next day.
All right, people. All right, listen up. Come on, people. Let's go. Let's go. We need to start selling more cigarettes. And we need to start selling them to kids, damn it. And we need to do it now.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. My great-great-grandfather didn't live till he was 29 just to watch what he built crumble to ash because a few mamby-pambies don't want their children smoking our cigarettes. I say screw the parents. We aim straight for the kids. That's why I've hired an advertising specialist. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Herb Bergenzer.
All right! How's everybody doing? My God, did someone burn toast in here? Man! Hey, don't worry about me. I'm sure that secondhand smoke research is a hoax. All right. My name is Herb Bergenzer, and I'm here to help you move product. I'm here to save the lives you've willingly stunted. But first, let me tell you a little about myself. I once studied to be a Buddhist monk at a junior college in Altoona, Pennsylvania. In 74, I invented the word zesty. In 78, I finished third on an episode of Card Sharks and scored a 6-speed blender and a take-home version of the game. And in 81, I missed 3 weeks of work with scabies. But now, I'm all about the ad game. The key to my unrivaled success? The 3 Ks. A kettle of creativity, a keg of enthusiasm, and a caboodle of honesty. All right, we need to sell some cigarettes to teens. Well, I'm not sure I'm on board with it, but hey, a paycheck's a paycheck. Here we go. You need a slogan. Let's try this out. Marlboro, because smoking makes you look cool. At first. Then if you do it long enough, it makes you look like a shriveled grapefruit. But at first, cool. No? You don't like it? Seriously? For fresh out of the gate, that's pretty damn good. Sure, it's wordy, but... Okay, you make the call. All right, that's fine. We can move on. Here we go. Marlboros, come on. It's not like they're going to kill you immediately. No? You want to keep any reference to death out of the slogan? Well, yeah, I suppose that makes sense. All right, here we go. We're just digging in. Marlboros, a proven weight loss alternative. Unless, of course, you self-esteem-driven young teenage girls like being fat. No? Well, goddammit. You bunch of black lung bitches. You're going to make old Herbie work for this one, aren't you? Fine. I face tougher crowds. Here we go. All right. Marlboro, for people who only smoke when they drink. Milk. All right, now I'm feeling it. Marlboros, your kids should see what people are willing to do for our product in prison. Marlboros, because Joe Cool is a humpback faggot. Marlboro, smoke them or we'll put them out on your arms. Marlboros, because Pantene doesn't make an ashtray scented conditioner. Marlboros, because our studies show healthy skin and teeth are overrated. Marlboros, because who wants to go to Mesa anyway? Marlboros, why would so many people be struggling to quit if it didn't feel so damn good? Marlboro's. Had Betty Davis not died of lung cancer, I'm pretty sure she'd tell you how cool smoking is. Marlboro, because we spell our addictive alkaloid N-I-C-O-T-E-E-N. All right. That is some good stuff. I am talented. Somebody spank me. Thank you. That's very nice of you. Your appreciation is warranted. Thank you. All right, I'm out of here. You folks try not dying on me. You hear? All right, I'll see you later.
Mr. Begenzer.
Yes, thank breath.
Mr. Begenzer, might we trouble you for one more favor?
Hey, the meter's running. Why not, pucker puss? Let's lay it on me.
Marlboro is thinking of marketing a new product, a healthy product that might ease some of the criticism we receive. We're coming out with a bottled water made from our very own factory. It's already been approved by the board. We just need a snappy way to break it to the public. Got any ideas?
Bottled water, huh? You're yanking my chain, right?
No, sir.
Wow, that is a tall order from such a short man. But why not? I've climbed steeper mountains. Have a seat, little britches. Let a wizard breathe. All right, here we go. Marlboro bottled water. A refreshing change from the people who've brought you death for more than 100 years. Marlboro bottled water. For people who want yellow teeth but white pee. Marlboro bottled water. If it can be run through a filter, by God, we'll make it. Marlboro bottled water. For smokers who can't stand the harmful toxins in tap water. Marlboro bottled water, fresh as a mountain goat. Marlboro bottled water, because as handsome as he is, the Marlboro man is just as prone to kidney infection as the next guy. All right! Damn, I'm good! Who's your ad daddy? Oh, don't put away your pencils. Keep them coming, Leathernecks. Somebody challenge me. You, Johnny Carcinogen.
Yeah, I'm in product development. Could you come up with a slogan for our new Marlboro marijuana cigarette?
Marlboro marijuana cigarettes! Made extra long so you'll burn out before they do. Hemp, hemp, hooray! All right, now you, raccoon eyes.
Marlboro also made us a doggy biscuit so we can capitalize on the lucrative pet market. How about a doggy biscuit slogan?
Marlboro doggy biscuits! Let Fido have a drag! You let him lick from the toilet, don't you? And where do you think we got our water from? All right, that is it! Game, set, and match! Somebody stop me before I kill again! Good night, smokers! I am Herb Begenzer! I'm out of here!